Next example of focus and context visualization is a hyperbolic tree. And this is also an example of a hierarchical structure, where you want to look at large hierarchical structure with many nodes, many levels, and you would like to be able to look zoom in on specific parts of it without losing a sense of context. And here I have a simple animated GIF, and this is actually a good example of the animation is such that it's not smooth, so it's much harder for you to track how things are changing. So it doesn't do justice to the hyperbolic tree, but it tells you that it's changing. I would like you to download the video and look at it, because it will give you some insight, and there's also the Insight Star Tree browser that I would like you to play with, and then you get a better sense of what's possible in terms of using a hyperbolic tree, or what Insight calls a star tree, to explore large hierarchical structure. The slide describes how it's being done, and basically we have a distortion. What's in the center is shown in more detail, and as we go to the periphery, things are being further and further compressed and spatially mapped close to one another, and since they're coming closer together, we can't show as much detail, and at a certain point they're just going to be represented in such a way that you can get an indication that there's how much data there is, but you can't see the specific details. But if you shift the focus and bring the thing, an element from the periphery into the center, then you'll be able to see in more detail what's happening in that specific sub-branch of the tree. One of the key strengths of a hyperbolic tree is that you can display many more nodes than would be possible with a standard 2D layout. So again, that's one of the core qualities about information visualization. It's trying to show as much data as possible and using focus and context so that you can see certain aspects of the data in detail, or you get sufficient detail without losing overview of the overall data structure or the data set.